continuing the long tradition of caring service to area families. And the Phoenix Center, family fun at its best. There's always something for everyone, including bowling, legendary pizza, and video games.
This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
We'll start with the job market. It looks pretty good. Employers added a strong 216,000 jobs last month. The unemployment rate remained at 3.7%, says the Labor Department. If you live in the Northeast, get ready. You may see some fierce weather this weekend. Ice, snow, wind, heavy rain in places. Meanwhile, from the Pacific Northwest into parts of the central U.S., a wintry mix will make travel dangerous through today, say forecasters. They held a prayer vigil last night in Perry, Iowa, just hours after a student opened fire at a school there, killing a sixth grader and wounding five other people, say authorities, before he was found dead, apparently having killed himself. The AP's Ben Thomas with the latest on this tragedy.
We've got an active shooter situation at Perry High School. We need General Walnut.
The first day of school after winter break in Perry, Iowa. Dallas County Dispatch, courtesy Broadcastify.
We have a male subject down in the hallway. Appears to be self-inflicted.
Investigators say that shooter, a 17-year-old identified as Dylan Butler, killed a sixth grader and wounded five others, including the school principal. He was armed with a shotgun and a handgun. And Mitch Morvet of the Iowa Division of Criminal Investigations adds,
an improvised explosive device. The state fire marshal and the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms rendered the device safe.
That sound from WOI-TV. Officials did not offer a motive, but two friends tell the AP he'd been bullied for years. I'm Ben Thomas.
Investigators are looking into why two subway trains collided in New York City yesterday. More than 20 people were injured, none seriously. This woman told WABC-TV in New York.
We were on the train, and then there was a sudden jerk forward, a jerk back. Everyone started falling on top of each other.
This is AP News. Listen to what the country of Nepal is telling its citizens. The AP's Charles de Ledesma has this.
Nepal's government has banned citizens from going to Russia and Ukraine for employment, saying many have been recruited by the Russian army to fight in the conflict there. The country's Department of Employment has issued a notice saying it had reports of Nepalese nationals being recruited in the Russian army being killed and was further probing the matter. It's believed at least 10 have been killed in the fighting and four more captured by the Ukrainians. It's also believed that there are some Nepalese citizens fighting as hired soldiers on the Ukraine side, but that's not been confirmed by the government yet. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Here at home, gas is down to $3.08 a gallon as the weekend begins. That's 4 cents less than a week ago, says the AAA. A month ago, gas was $3.22 a gallon. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
The old saying, the more things change, the more they stay the same, sure applies to the Phoenix Center. The bowling alley has been the go-to for good times and great food for generations in Richland County. It's where good friends become better friends and good times become awesome memories. From a delicious pizza to bowling to a conversation over your favorite drink. The Phoenix Center in Richland Center is the right choice every time. The Phoenix Center. Just call them at 649-7469.
No two people are alike, and no two funerals are the same either. I'm Nick Hodge of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. Our goal is always to walk with you while listening carefully to make sure the process is one of love, healing, and life celebration. We are here to help and support you, be it pre-planning or in a time of need. Call us anytime at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center and Muscadet.
Today's forecast calls for a high of 34 with some clouds. Looks like it could be a little bit clearing tonight, a low of 25. Mild again Saturday and Sunday, 35 both days. Some light snow or flurries Saturday night, a 30% chance. Maybe some snow by Tuesday, just small amounts. They are keeping an eye on the Thursday outlook, though. Snow likely with some accumulation that day. Right now in Richland Center, following a low of 19, it is 24 degrees.
Your car does more than take you from point A to point B. It helps you navigate through life with those you love by your side. We are here to provide the protection you need on that journey while helping you get a great value for your money. With auto insurance coverage from Julie Karen State Farm, you can count on competitive prices, efficient claim service, around-the-clock support, convenient access, financial strength and integrity, and personalized service from a company and agency you can trust. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Central Boarding House Antiques. This historic boarding house, located at 339 West Seminary Street, is over 130 years old and has 17 unique rooms with a large variety of antiques for sale. Central Boarding House Antiques is open Tuesday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 4 p.m., and Saturday, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. Make plans to visit Central Boarding House Antiques, located across from Quick Trip in downtown Richland Center. Call 647-7358 or visit their Facebook page today.
The Wisconsin Farm Center offers mental health services and resources to Wisconsin farmers and their families, including counseling services provided by licensed mental health professionals through telecounseling, counseling vouchers, and the 24/7 Farmer Wellness Hotline at 1-800-942-2474. This message in support of farm families is a service of Advanced Pump and Well Solutions in Richland Center, ready to serve you 24/7, 365, with the knowledge and expertise to keep your water running. Hillsboro Equipment, from the tractor in the field to the lawnmower and chainsaw in your yard. They service it all, any make, any model. Napa Auto and Truck Parts of Richland Center and Boscobel has the products and expertise to keep your vehicles and equipment running and working. And Pine River Veterinary Clinic of Richland Center provides small animal and livestock health care and on-the-farm ultrasound services.
On our morning show from WRCO, WRCE, we're here to talk about some things going on in the Ithaca School District, some deadlines coming up, and we'll talk about some new Bulldogs coming into the district here, perhaps 4K screening right around the bend. So we have some topics to discuss with Brittany Penfield, who is here, 4K teacher in the district, and Amanda Meister, speech-language pathologist. Andrea Newkirk is here as well. She is a reading specialist and instructional coach in the Ithaca District. A little later on, we'll check in with Kathleen Shane and Greg Herbst, who are here as well. More about them later. But first of all, let's talk about the screening, which is coming up. Brittany Penfield joins us. Brittany, it's kind of an exciting time, isn't it?
It always is, yes. It's nice to meet the new kiddos coming in and meet children in the area.
Mm-hmm. And what's the deadline? Are there some dates coming up you'd like to be aware of?
Yeah, so we're holding our annual 4K screening event. It does include both 3- and 4-year-old children who will be 3 or 4 on or before September 1st of this year. And so we're looking for people to get signed up in the next week or so that we can get them some materials before that time comes, because there's going to be some things you're going to want to bring in with your child as we complete the screening.
So the district offers 3K and 4K?
So we offer a 4K program. So screening is an event that allows us to look for concerns or developmental needs that might be there with our children in the area. And if there is a concern that's found, we can get them resources to help them develop those skills more and help them. So we don't have a 3K program, but we do have an early childhood teacher. So if we find a child has a concern or would need to be referred for any special education, we can provide for those needs.
I see. What are the class sizes like right now? You've been at this for a little while.
Yeah. I think it's the nice thing about Ithaca is we usually have smaller class sizes, which is great. So usually for screening, we get almost about, like I would say, 20 to 30 kids each year. Usually we add a handful of students over the summer. Again, some of those are 3-year-olds and we find that there's no concerns. So usually class sizes are right around 15. And we have 2 groups, an AM group and a PM group. So we do half days and we meet from Monday to Thursday every week.
And the students ride the bus if they need that?
Yeah, we offer a midday transportation. So we base class placements, if you need transportation, on your location in the district. So that's decided before the end of the school year so we can communicate with parents what class they'll be in, just so they have time to prepare for that and secure their other child care.
So parents should be aware of that. I mean, if they can take them to the screening and they don't necessarily have to send them to school then if they don't want to, if they don't choose to, right?
Yeah. So this is actually part of a larger thing that Wisconsin does. It's called Child Find. And the goal is just early recognition of those concerns and needs and getting at those needs as soon as we can.
Okay. You have your team here as well. Kind of describe to me what you're looking for, what the team does.
So we all have different roles in the screening. Myself, I am a screener. So if a child comes in, I'm doing the screening with them, and we use a play-based screening scenario. So we send home a questionnaire with the families. It's called the ASQ3. The parent actually does this with their child at home and fills out the answers as their child completes each task. When they come into screening, we use the same form and we do it again with them just to see how they perform in this environment with us. We talk to the families afterwards and kind of reconcile our answers just to see where those areas of concerns may be. And some of the areas that we look at are cognitive development, fine motor and gross motor development, personal and social, problem solving, speech and communication, which we'll talk to Amanda about in a second. And we also look at their vision and hearing when they come. So the Lions Club is part of this as well, and they will do the vision screening, and usually our school nurse will complete the hearing screening.
So the day of screening, you have different stations set up, is that correct?
Yes, we do. So when they arrive, our 4K paraprofessional, Mrs. Manning, will greet parents at the door, and she'll direct them to our screening locations. Usually we take parents to the room with Mrs. Newkirk first, and while they're with her, and she'll touch on this in a little bit, they'll do different things with her, the parents, while we work with the students. Or the children. We'll take them to the Lions Club. We'll make sure that they come in the room and get acquainted first. They get to play a little bit, and then we'll go through the questionnaire with them.
It's kind of a one-stop shop, isn't it?
It sure is. We try to address all the needs of the whole child to make sure that they're set up for success later on when they start their school career.
For many of them, I'm sure it's the first time they've had a vision or hearing test then too, right?
I think for hearing, typically most children only have it at their newborn screening, unless there's a concern that a child is having an issue hearing throughout the time before they come to school. Usually, yes, this is their only opportunity.
Mm-hmm. Pretty important. Amanda Meister is here as well. Amanda, describe, I guess, what you do for the screening.
So as a speech language pathologist, I will also take part in the screening process along with Ms. Penfield and Jenna Whippeforth. And so us three will kind of divide and conquer and look at each kiddo and assess all the needs that Mrs. Penfield mentioned. But I specifically will look at their communication and speech or articulation needs. If there is a concern on the day of and after communicating with the family, the child, and then support staff, we will decide whether or not to move forward with an evaluation for the child. And that will just benefit them and us so that if we have the evaluation this year, they'll be set up for the school year when they start so we can start speech services for them.
Okay. I guess without getting into specifics, though, I mean, sometimes things can change for a student in their communication skills just in a matter of a month or two, can't they?
Yes, that's correct. When a child is young, you know, their brain is so susceptible to all these things that they're exposed to. So if there is a concern with speech when they're young, they will more than likely develop those sounds as time progresses. But the screening will help us not only if they need something directly from us in the school, but we can provide services to the parents of how they can coach their child at home, what they can look for at home if they have concerns, you know, without even having the child receive services. We can support the parents in that process as well.
Are the parents there the whole time with you when you're doing the screening?
The parents will go with Mrs. Newkirk, where they will talk about different services that she can provide and what the community's provides for the parents and the children, and we will have the children one-on-one with the three of us.
Sometimes the difference between, you know, is the student shy? I mean, you have to kind of determine those things, I'm sure, don't you?
Yes, that is a big part of it, and that's why we have the parents complete the questionnaire prior to meeting with us, because as we all know, you know, kids are much different with teachers as they are with their parents. So it will give us an opportunity to expose them to the school atmosphere. It will provide them with the opportunity to get comfortable with us, with, you know, there will be a couple other kiddos in the room alongside of them so we can kind of see what their play skills are like, and then just hopefully get them comfortable overall with, the school atmosphere.
It's a fun job, isn't it?
It is very fun, yes. Very exciting.
I can't imagine, because at that age, they're just so much fun to be around.
A lot of curiosity, yes. That is correct.
Sure. And this is your first year teaching at Ithaca?
It is, yes. Mm-hmm.
Have you had to convert the maroon and white to the purple and white then?
It's been an easy process to convert, that's for sure. The staff at Ithaca has been awesome, and I think they're very reflective of the community of Ithaca. They are extremely supportive for the students, ourselves, and just being a part of it has been a very magical experience.
Great. I know they're grateful to have you. Andrea Newkirk is here as well, talking about screening. So, Andrea, where do you come in as far as that screening day?
So we have Birth to Three come, Head Start come, Lions Club, and I get information from our local libraries so that parents know of the services that are available in our community. And while Brittany and Amanda and Jenna work with the students, then I will work with the parents on they can listen to all of the areas of the people that are there, the Head Start people and the people from Birth to Three, and find out the services that are available there. And then I also create some activities for the parents to do at home, so I show them how to use those activities for them to be able to use them at home, and they also will receive a bag of books.
I see. Lots of times a student may act differently at home than they do at school, right?
Absolutely.
So the parents can actually kind of do a little bit of screening themselves then, it sounds
yes,
like.
Yes, absolutely.
Sure. I wasn't aware that the Lions Club gets involved with this. Has this been a regular feature?
Yes, absolutely. So we have the Lions Club come and they do the vision screening.
Okay. And that's a part of the day there too. So how long does the screening process usually take?
Well, we set aside 1.5 hours for three students. And then every 1 hour and a half, a new three students will come in. So that we have plenty of time to screen the child and also then to meet with the parents afterwards to explain the strengths of the child and then the areas that of growth that need to be grown.
Do you guys have information that parents can check out in advance? Where can they find that?
Well, they will be sent information through the mail ahead of time, so they will know what they ask Q3 and those kind of things that they will fill out ahead of time before they come to the screening.
So you've been around the education for a while.
Yes.
How things have changed? Have they changed a lot since you started?
Definitely.
In what ways?
Just the expectations are different. I feel like testing is different, but the kids are, you know, the same for the most part. The same.
Kids are kids.
Kids are kids.
Yeah. But I think certainly by being this proactive, I think you're probably, you know, able to maybe kind of find some things in advance that might be of concern. Then,
absolutely.
Right?
Early intervention is key.
Sure. So what are the dates again for the screening?
Screening is January 25th and January 26th with an inclement weather date of Friday, February 2nd.
It's not going to snow this year, so I don't think we're going to have to worry about that. But Brittany, some things that you want to go over, too, that maybe we didn't touch on?
Yes. So as Mrs. Newkirk mentioned, we're doing the screening on Thursday, January 25th and Friday, January 26th. If you would like to sign your child up for a screening appointment, we've shared some flyers on our Ithaca Schools Facebook page. There's a little QR code there. We're trying to get a little more tech savvy here. There's going to be two steps, two QR codes that you can scan. The first one takes you to a registration where you fill out some general information so we can get a hold of you, like your home address, so we can mail the packets we need to send. And then the second QR code is a place where you can sign up for the actual appointment. So it's going to take you to a Sign Up Genius link, and you'll pick a time that works for you on either of those days, and then we will get you the information you need from there. If you're having trouble signing up using the QR codes, you can always contact me directly at school. Our number is 585-2311. My extension specifically is 513. And you can also email me at brittany.penfield@ithaca.k12.wi.us. My name is Brittany Penfield, Penfield.
Okay. You've said that a few times. So things are ready to rock and roll, it sounds like, and that's for the next school year then. So what are the dates your child has to be at what age, a certain point, when you're looking at screening?
So as I said at the beginning, children should be 3 or 4 years old on or before September 1st of this current year.
Okay.
So they are able to start 4K if they are 4 before that date.
Okay.
And then for the three-year-olds, again, that's just if we find any concerns, we can get them services before they begin 4K, so we can get at those concerns early.
Okay. And do you have a choice, like maybe a work schedule, whether you want your child to be morning or afternoon?
You can share those concerns with us. And like I said, generally for our car riders, there's a little bit more flexibility. If you require transportation, that's a little bit more particular. So typically in the past, historically, and I'm not saying this is how it would necessarily be next year, usually our PM route, our PM class has been the north route of the district, and then our AM route has been the south part of the district. So we kind of take where we're located and kind of divide a line there and use that. There's also a case-by-case basis. We know sometimes there are circumstances that might prevent us from doing that exactly how it is, but just let us know your concerns or anything that we need to know, and we can try to do our best to accommodate that.
Anything else you'd like to add, Amanda?
No, I think Brittany shared everything that's important to know, other than I would like to say that screening is a really good opportunity for us to recognize not only the weaknesses of your child, but also a lot of the strengths. So I definitely want to encourage early intervention, because it's never a bad thing to start working on things early.
Okay. What about a future radio announcer? You know, what would you say about that?
Well, I did study communication, so hopefully I know a little bit about talking, right?
Sure, sure. A kid that won't shut his mouth.
Right.
You know, right? He'll work at WRCO someday. Anything else you'd like to add, Andrea?
I think they've covered it.
Sounds good. Just watch for those dates, and we'll be publicizing here on the radio as well. But good to have you all in here today.
Thank you very
much.
Thank you.
Taken away from the school day. Brittany Penfield, 4K teacher, here with us today, along with Amanda Meister, speech-language pathologist, Andrea Newkirk, reading specialist and instructional coach. We'll talk more about some good things going on in the Ithaca School District after this time out on The Morning Show.
Hi, this is Dan Miller, Okooch Books and Libations at 130 South Main, downtown Richland Center. We've got a lot of new books in. Since I sold my old building, I got some cash and I bought a bunch. Same thing is true with wines. I'm looking for some wine shelving to expand my wine department. Okooch Books and Libations, downtown Richland Center. Always something new. I can prove it. 130 South Main, downtown Richland Center.
Family Prescription Center. Your family always comes first.
The Richland Family Prescription Center's primary function is to fill your prescription accurately and to provide added value services to enhance your health. Filling your prescription is only the first step. Understanding your medication and the importance of compliance will greatly benefit your medication outcome. Whether it's a first-time visit or they've seen you before, the Prescription Center's friendly and knowledgeable staff is dedicated to providing you with a quality pharmacy experience, and they have built their reputation by going the extra mile to ensure your satisfaction. The Richland Family Prescription Center, your one-stop source for all of your prescription and healthcare needs. Your complete customer satisfaction is their top priority.
Family Prescription Center, we're your family. First.
Hello, WRCO listeners. This is Kenny, the wannabe baker from Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Deli in downtown Richland Center. Hey, we are now offering fresh and hot Cornish pasties every Wednesday from 11 a.m. till they're gone. Stop in, order them online, or give us a call at 649-BAKE. That's 649-2253. Remember, on Wednesdays, don't let our pasties pass you by. Thanks again, and stay on the sunny side.
Virtual meetings, getting the kids ready for school, and off to after-school practice, life keeps us busy. But it's important to find time for the moments that really matter. That's why Gunderson Boscobel Area Hospital and Clinics is offering expanded local and virtual care options, so you'll do a little less waiting and a little more playing. A little less driving and a little more living.
The movie's about to start.
Gunderson Basketball, we're bringing Love Plus Medicine to you.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're gonna win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
They are our love bugs and companions. They are our pets, our family, and they make life better. When we face unexpected challenges, so do our pets. That's why we're on a mission to support people and their pets. Whether donating a bag of kibble, sharing an Instagram post of a lost cat, or welcoming a foster pet into your home, every bit of kindness counts. Visit petsandpeopletogether.org to learn how to be a helper in your community. Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
On a morning show from WRCO, we're talking about the Ithaca School District, and District Administrator Greg Herbst is here, along with Principal and Curriculum Director Kathleen Shane, as we talk about a few more of the positive things going on in the district. Mr. Herbst, has it been a good start to the school year?
Oh, it absolutely has. You know, one of the things when you're new to a position, there's always a learning curve, but that learning curve has certainly been pushed forward because you surround yourself with good people who are willing to support you and provide input so that you can learn the history of the district and you know, what things that are unique to Wisconsin. So, yes, it's been a year of discovery, like I said, which is always true when you take a new position, but it's all good.
New teachers coming in. We just met Amanda Meister, who was here in the first part of the show, but that's always a positive thing to bring in some new ideas too, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. And you know, people who might have some experience in other districts, they come with ideas from those districts, and some may fit well for us and some may not, but at least we've got something to work from. And we are extraordinarily excited about the new professionals that have joined our team this year.
What about band and choir? I heard that you fill those positions that semester.
We did. I never thought that lightning could strike the same spot twice, but we have hired a new band and a new choir teacher that they're going to start second semester.
I know that was a concern, but it has to be a relief, and for those students, a great opportunity, too.
It absolutely is, and one of the things that's changing in education is simply the number of applicants that you might get for a position. Last year, we did not have a middle school science teacher or high school math teacher. I was in a district not too long ago where we went 4 years without a family consumer science program because we did not have an applicant in 4 years. So to be able to get quality people to teach our students is really a blessing. And again, to get two mid-year graduates to fill these two positions, like I said, I never would have thought lightning could strike the same place twice.
Are you back in the classroom teaching math once in a while yet, or do you?
You know, every once in a while, if a teacher is absent or absent, has a need to leave for a little bit, I have been able to sneak into a math classroom. And whatever else happens that day, whatever the time I spent with the students in the classroom is the best thing that happens to me that day.
Do the students feel that way or not?
Well, I will have to ask them. We'll do a poll. We'll do a poll and see what we come up with.
Oh, that's awesome. But we heard about some future Bulldogs with the screening. So, you know, you kind of go from one extreme to another. I know you're planning on graduates. You know, this is their last semester.
You know, I certainly hope what came through in listening to the three professionals that were on earlier today was the absolute passion and dedication and vocation that they have for what they do. One of the privileges of my position is I get a front row seat to the evolution of a child, and starting from, you know, the age of 3 and 4 when they come in. And one of the things, I mean, certainly the what they had presented this morning highlights how comprehensive that process is, but I also love the proactivity that 3-year-olds, even though they won't be eligible to start in the 4K program, of course, even 3-year-olds are invited to come in so that they can be assessed. And if there are concerns, we can have early interventions for those concerns. So, again, the three professionals that we heard of earlier are perfect examples of people who have a vocation for what they do.
back in the day, when you and I were coming through, I think hopping and skipping, those were only the only prerequisites, wasn't it, for kindergarten?
Yeah, and then that old adage, what is it, walking and chewing gum and those type
right,
of things. But,
right.
You know, in that regard, I know you asked one of the questions was, you know, what has changed? And certainly those are some of the things that have changed for the better. You know, we have more students being identified because of the earlier assessments that they've been given, and that can do nothing but benefit the child.
Kathleen Shane is here as well. A lot of things going on in the district that you're proud of this year, Kathleen, I'm sure.
Definitely, Phil. You know, having this my 23rd year here, and I, like Greg had said, the growth, seeing kids come through the evolution of staff, you know, starting new teachers, and now they've been, you know, 20 years there, and how they've improved in their craft of teaching not only their content, but helping kids grow in their behaviors as well.
Teachers constantly getting, you know, refresher classes and things like that.
Yeah, that's exciting. So in our elementary, reading is our top priority. And I'm very pleased to say that our K-3 staff, every teacher along with the interventionist and Ms. Newkirk, our specialist, are Orton-Gillingham trained. That's an explicit, systematic instruction of phonics, phonemic awareness, and that beginning stages of reading. So, you know, community might be aware of Act 20, which is our reading initiative in the state, and we are ahead of the game because our teachers are already trained using those strategies daily with their students.
Can you explain the strategies? Or what
it's a multisensory approach to teaching, similar, you know, reading kind of goes full circle. I just was listening to a review of the National Reading Panel put out in 2000. The ways that you and I were taught, Phil, are the ways that should have continued all these years, but for whatever reason didn't. And so the state, along with many states in our country, are seeing that a great change has to take place, and it is, and we are beginning that. But at Ithaca, like I said, we've started that, and it really came when Andrea came on as our reading specialist, and she did a lot of research on her own time to find out what was best, what's going to get kids reading at level by the end of each academic year, and so that's our focus.
Do you spend some time during the school days specifically set aside for reading?
Oh, yes. So we did adopt a new reading curriculum. It's called Core Knowledge Language Arts. It is an evidence-based science of reading aligned curriculum that came with high reviews from non-profit type of, there's no connection to money, organizations that review curriculum. And so we adopted that. We spend, on average, in the K-2, 2 hours a day on reading and an hour and a half a day in third through fifth grade. In addition to that, we have embedded in our schedule what we call WIN time, and it stands for What I Need. We have two 30-minute sessions every day in which students who've been identified through our assessments, if they're not on level, they work either with the classroom teacher, Mrs. Newkirk as the reading specialist, or Mrs. Kitzenbull, our reading interventionist. And so we are really putting our effort into helping kids, you know, find the gaps, fill the gaps, and then do the best that we can to get them reading on level so that they're most successful the next year.
I saw somewhere not that long ago that if a student falls behind by, I believe it's like fourth grade, I mean, it's almost really, really hard to catch
it's
up.
It's very hard. And, you know, as adults, you know, a reading newspaper or a magazine, you know, that's written at a sixth through eighth grade level. And so we have to get students so that as adults they can perform as an adult and be knowledgeable and be able to gain knowledge through their reading. So it is really important. And the state Department of Public Instruction is really recognizing that we need a kind of a drastic change to get back where we were.
You have a nice library at Ithaca, don't you?
We do. You know, and Ms. Zaria is our librarian, and we were so, you know, lucky to get her. She is one. We have seven teachers that are certified reading teachers in our district, and she is one of them. And so she and her passion for reading. Like, she loves to read and she loves to share reading. And just her way with kids makes kids want to read and enjoy it. You know, it's just her enthusiasm is, you know, you just get it and you want to be like that. And so, we have a great library.
In this day and age when, you know, everything's electronic, it's nice to promote still holding a book in your hand, isn't it?
You know, and there's research that proves that you should read from a textbook, not from a computer screen. You know, I don't have it handy, but it's quite impressive, the need to read from print.
Talk about you being curriculum director, some other things that you do in your job.
Well, I do a lot with the elementary. That's, you know, our primary focus, because we have to get them where they need to be so they're successful in their 6-12 career at Ithaca. I work with Andrea. She is, this year, started out as our instructional coach. And so that's a different. So working schedules so that she meets weekly with each grade team to review the curriculum for, you know, upcoming, talk about instructional strategies. She observes in classrooms. So I've helped to make sure that schedule stays pretty sacred and nothing else kind of, you know, other needs of the day get involved in that. You know, our math, we adopted Eureka Math K-8 a number of years ago. That, again, is another standards-aligned, highly reviewed curriculum that many, many schools in our area actually use. So just to make sure, you know, what we're doing, what we said we were going to do, we're still doing it. I do a lot of observing just to ensure that, you know, the kids are getting the best, and also to support the teachers. You know, we do have, from times, behaviors that need redirecting and correcting, and so I'm there to, you know, make sure that happens. But then to oversee, like, I met with the CTE department, high school department, went with Southwest Tech. How can they and what do they need to do professionally so that their courses are aligned with Southwest Tech credit? You know, just to kind of oversee that, I work with Mr. Herbst, Ms. Bevan, our school counselor, Monica Kirshner, to make sure all those pieces, and we've crossed our T's, dotted our I's, kind of thing.
You mentioned reading and that program, kind of going back to basics, kind of the same with math. Mm-hmm. I think we're finding that more and more. Just those basic skills are pretty important.
It is, and I guess with math, Phil, the thing that I recognize most as a difference in how you and I, which I think is exciting, because kids today are exposed to lots of things, you know, like just a game on a computer or I don't even know what they're called, Wii or Nintendo, whatever they are, that takes a different mindset and a different, their brains are wired a little differently if they're on those. And so the math, the difference with our math is the exposure to multiple ways to solve a problem, but to truly understand the problem. You know, I was lucky to have Mr. Donahoe, and I had great teachers growing up in elementary. But there was just a simple process that I needed to remember, and if I remembered it, I could solve the problem. But the understanding of what I was doing, I didn't get that. Others did, I'm sure. You know, I know classmates of mine that really understood it. But now the intention is for all kids to really understand, what does it mean to multiply? What does a fraction really mean? And there's multiple ways to solve it. One isn't just the only way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, trying to apply that to...
Right, different situations and real-life scenarios. You know, the concept of geometry, I've always thought is very important. As an adult, right, you want to build a house, you want to decorate a home, you need to know the basics of geometry to do that without spending too much money.
Some of your clubs have been doing real well. Your horse club finished up the season a couple
we
months
did.
Ago.
We did, yeah. We've had, you know, Jenny Lau has been our coach several years, and... we were led this year with Josie as our senior. Yeah, it's the Horse Club is doing well, and we're always looking for more from Richland and Ithaca. We co-op. So, yeah, it's exciting, and it's really exciting that Ithaca and Richland allow that type of, you know, club to exist. And, yeah.
Co-op with cross country, too, as well, with Richland Center.
We do, so. Yep. Yeah, and because of our size and because... You know, to make a team viable, you need, you know, certain kind of number of kids. So we need to co-op, whether it's with Richland or Weston, you know, just so that kids that want have the opportunity.
Greg, have you seen enrollment numbers and how they're looking for the future?
Enrollment numbers right now have dropped over the last 5 years, but if you look at the five prior to that, we're actually about where we were about 10 years ago. However, they have dropped a little bit here recently, and that has an effect on school funding, because if you look at the school funding formula from the state, there are no fewer than five different multipliers that involve enrollment. So when your enrollment goes down, your revenue goes down accordingly.
Mm-hmm. So that's we're going to put a plug for open enrollment too right now, I suppose.
Absolutely. Right? The open enrollment period, the traditional period, is February 1st through April 30th, so that's coming up. Of course, they have they have an alternate open enrollment process if you can't make that window. But certainly, if you can make it during that 90-day window, I would say certainly give us a look. Because as I said before, by virtue of my position, I get a front row seat to so many wonderful things that I get to see every day. We heard from our early childhood professionals again. What the elementary staff has done this year is nothing short of admirable and extraordinary. The fidelity with which they are implementing the new language arts curriculum that Mrs. Shane referenced, doing that with fidelity is going to do nothing but wonderful things for our children. I take a look at our middle school professionals, who are as close-knit a group, and this is my sixth different school district that I've been a part, and I would put that group of individuals up against anybody as far as their professionalism and dedication to children and effectiveness in reaching intended outcomes. And of course, at the high school level, I was a high school teacher for 10 years before I entered into administration, and we've got some exciting things going there as well. We're going to have some conversations upcoming about possibly having more AP classes for our kids. We also have had some preliminary conversations about increasing our vocational footprint as well as the course offerings. I know you might be familiar with this particular teacher, Mr. Nee, down in the Industrial Technology Department. We purchased about a month ago a new CNC machine, and the kids are extraordinarily excited about that. And when we were having discussions about purchasing that, my only input was order the exact one that they will use in industry. Let's not get a cheap knockoff. Let's get the exact one that they'll use in industry, so that way they can walk out our doors and have a marketable skill for themselves.
Yeah, I was blown away. I saw a picture of that, but describe that new machine that the tech ed department has.
Well, I actually grew up about 2 miles from a fabrication company. And it seemed like they were always advertising for CNC operators. And what this machine does is it puts computers in charge of a lot of the fabrication process. And what that then does is gives us a better finished product. And so, once again, whether it be through the CNC or looking at increasing our offerings in other vocational areas through Monica Kirshner, our youth apprenticeship coordinator, there are 13 different pathways. We've talked about adding four more to that because I'm a little bit surprised that these four, automotive, electrical, welding, and plumbing, are not part of those 13. And in any of those, once again, if you have the skill set required of those professions, you can make a nice living for yourself.
Yeah, Kathleen touched on the post education as well. You know, you talk about how that has changed, that focus over the years. You know, there was always a push for a 4-year degree, which obviously there still is, but you're seeing a lot more students that have that hands-on ability.
Oh, absolutely. And you know, again, going back to, I was a high school teacher for 10 years, and so I would have made the argument for a long time that of the three different subgroups, so to speak, elementary, middle school, and high school, I would have made the argument for the early part of my professional career that high school was the most important, if I had to, you know, qualify them like that, because that's the step before they enter, you know, quote unquote, the real world, et cetera. But having been an administrator and having been able to widen my scope of things that I can see, I'm going to go back to the elementary for reasons that were brought about here. That in elementary, this is not my quote. I wish it were because I love it. But the quote is, if we teach students how to read, then they can read what we don't teach them. And so the importance that the elementary professionals have is, I don't think you can calculate that. And of course, middle school, the challenge is there is from my vantage point is that's when the kids are changing the most. And so it takes a very unique skill set to be able to lead children through academics and all of the other intangibles that they're going through, you know, even from a physiological standpoint. And I will still trumpet, of course, the importance of high school, because that, of course, is where hopefully we are preparing children for whatever their next step is, whether it be a post-secondary education, whether it be some sort of vocational trade, whether it be the military, whatever path students want to pursue. We certainly hope that we are helping them as best we can to pursue that.
It's exciting, Kathleen. I know you being an alumnus, too, to find out and kind of learn where people land after their days at Ithaca are done.
Yeah, and it's all spectrums of life, you know, whether it be a doctor, a nurse, mechanic. You know, the young man who works on my car is an Ithaca graduate, you know, owning his own business, being very professional, making a good living. To, you know, classmates of mine that are pharmacists and, you know, medical doctors. And, you know, all those walks of life are needed. It is quite. And then you look at the 4K coming. Like, what are they going to be when they grow up?
I know. Probably jobs that we don't even know about, right?
Probably.
Pretty right. Amazing stuff. We'll be back with the final word about the Ithaca District in a moment with Greg Herbst and Kathleen Shane.
Community First Bank is your bank for business. Their business bankers have the financial know-how to get you on the path to a bright future. From business checking to loans, online banking to treasury services, CFB's business banking solutions create more convenience, save more money, and protect you from fraud. Get more from your business banking relationship. Visit Community First Bank.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Save extra now during the half price sale of Mr. G's Shoes and Clothing in Richland Center and Viroqua. Buy any item at the regular or sale price and get a second item of equal value or less for half price.
Yes, you heard it. Half price.
Special orders and layaways not included. The half price sale in Mr. G's Shoes and Clothing, Richland Center and Viroqua. But hurry, this fantastic sale ends this Sunday.
Choose Mr. G's.
Added Touch Floral and Gifts is here to help you during the important times of your life, such as weddings, funerals, birthdays, and anniversaries. With Added Touch's experienced staff, you can rest assured you'll get exactly what you want. See Added Touch's wonderful display of fresh flowers, unique gifts, cards, balloons, candles, wine, and more. Added Touch Floral and Gifts, your friendly full-service florist on Main Street, Richland Center, 647-2319, or find them on the web at addedtouchfloral.com, and be sure to like them on Facebook.
Contact D&T Well Service for well service and replacement. Mary and Derek McCormick, owners of D&T Well Service, are insured, and they do new installs and fix existing systems, submersible pumps, booster pumps, and jet pumps. Ask about the constant pressure system that gives you the best pressure and quality water out of your well. Contact D&T Well Service, 606-5596. No pressure, no water, no problem. Call D&T Well Service, 606-5596, serving Southwest Wisconsin. Check them out at dtpumpwell.com.
Cohasson Bus Richland Center is currently seeking applicants for full-time daily school bus routes. Starting wage is $20.50 per hour. Paid training is available along with a $1,500 sign-on bonus. It's an excellent opportunity for college students, retirees, and stay-at-home parents. You can bring your kids to work with you. If you enjoy working with children and have a positive attitude, this is an excellent career for you. To apply, call 647-4446 or stop by the Richland Center Cobuson Terminal off Highway 14 behind Center Lodge.
The Ithaca School District, our topic today on the morning show, and Kathleen Shane is here, Greg Herbst as well. Kathleen, it's the first full year with the daycare at Ithaca Schools. How's that been going?
It's been going well. I just wanted to let, you know, our district residents as well as those interested in Ithaca for next year, if they're in need of daycare, we have one on site. And Lynn Ryder is the director, and she is open to having a conversation if there's need. We do coordinate with our transportation, so if it's a school-age child and you need to, a parent needs to, say, drop off at 6 o'clock, the school will provide transportation up and same at the end of the day.
What are the hours that the daycare is open? Are you guys aware of when they can drop them off and pick them up? And
I just know it's earlier than I would want to do that. it's like 5:30.
I think it's 5:30 to 5:15.
Wow, yeah. Oh, that's a long day.
That's a long day.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But very optimum for people that are working. Very important.
It is. So. And there is, of course, limits on the age, like any state sanctioned daycare is. But if people are in need, I do encourage them to reach out to Lynn Ryder. Her number is 608-585-2199.
And open enrollment is also true for 4K.
It is. So if you have an incoming 4K student for the 24-25, wow, that's school year, it is. Open enrollment is something that you can sign up for. And as Mr. Herp stated, it's from the beginning of February through the end of April is our traditional time period for that.
As you said that, Kathleen, you know, I just had a thought. I still talk about the Ithaca High School as the new school, but we're looking at 30 years pretty close.
The new school, that school was built, it started in construction in 94.
94, mm-hmm. Yeah, so we're getting up there. Isn't that something? How time goes by. And you've been able to utilize that and kind of build on with things?
Yeah, and then our 4K2 wing was added in 2014. With very nice sized rooms, good flow, along with a multi-purpose room that's used for elementary gym classes, assemblies we might have, wrestling after school. It's a very well-used space.
Yeah, I'm sure it is. Mr. Herbst, too, your school board has done a bang-up job for you, haven't they?
I'll tell you what, the leadership within the district, and of course it all starts with the school board, has been nice to be a part of in the role that I'm currently in. One of the things that I would like to specifically mention is when we brought on this new curriculum in the elementary school, Mrs. Shane and her team of professionals really did that right. They researched several different programs. They also went and did on-site visits, talked to people who had been implementing that. And then when they made their proposal to the school board and they saw that it was research-based and all the things that it could provide for our children, the board didn't hesitate to make a significant monetary investment in this. So again, that leadership starts from the top and then permeates all the way through the district.
Yeah, most definitely. So you're coming down to is it the end of the first semester then and the start?
Yeah, we're going to have semester exams in a couple of weeks, and then we'll get started, of course, with second semester after that.
Right, and it won't be long. Kids will be graduating, too.
You know, that's amazing, and the older I get, it seems to be more and more true that there are days that feel like they'll never end, and then you'll blink and 4 years have gone by. And this particular graduating class really holds a special place dear to me because I came to Ithaca in 2020. So I can say that this group of seniors and I entered Ithaca High School at the same time.
Sure. And you're graduating too then.
So, I guess. We can look at it that way, sure. So you can make out cards addressed to my name.
And your sports teams are off and running, doing well?
Yeah. It's nice to see that because I always looked at sports, having been a former coach. I prefer the word teacher to the word coach because since we're in basketball season, I was a basketball teacher. I was trying to teach the kids not only how to play this game, but how to prepare to be successful because a scouting report turns into a plan for success. And so this is a competitive world, and you'll find that out when you go to your first job interview. And so you have to learn how to compete. And I think a lot of the pathways to that can reveal themselves in athletics or other activities.
Another thing I think is successful is I look at your programs. You have good participation, don't you?
We do. You know, for a high school of 140 students, it's interesting how many kids are involved and how many kids are involved in so many things. But that's also one of the beauties of a small school district. My last teaching position was in Central Iowa, and the high school is grades 10 through 12, and there are about 1,300 students in that. So students, if kids wanted to see some court time or some field time, they almost had to start specializing. And you know, to see a two- or three-sport athlete was becoming increasingly more rare. But again, one of the beauties of a small school is you can be in multiple activities and not just sports, music and forensics and those type of things. So sometimes kids will ask me to write them a letter of recommendation, and of course I'll ask them to give me a list of things that you'd participated in. And I just sit in awe when I read the list that some kids provide.
Oftentimes, extracurriculars, you know, it kind of signifies later in life. I mean, sometimes you maybe get more out of the extracurriculars than you do the classroom in some cases, right?
I would agree. There are lots of lessons that I learned on a field or a court that transcended high school. You know, cooperation, giving up maybe some personal aspirations for the greater good, being a part of a team. So I absolutely agree with what you said. There are things that you can learn on courts and fields and stages that transcend schools and apply themselves to life.
Kathleen, the enrollment period is coming up there and the screening process at
it
the
is,
end of the month.
And I hope that those in our area that are interested in Ithaca for 4K will reach out to Mrs. Penfield. And, yeah, that's the 25th and 6th of January. So I'm excited to meet those, you know, Bulldog pups, as we call them.
Yep, the future Bulldogs. Very good. Well, thanks for coming by, you guys. We appreciate it. Greg, anything else you'd like to add?
I'd just like to add one more thing. I just want to express my sincere appreciation for the professionals with whom I get to work every single day. And that's, once again, that's top to bottom. The teachers, of course, when you think of education, your mind first goes to teachers, but there's so much more than that. There's so many moving parts. The paraprofessionals that work with our students, the job that they do, you know, they are often the liaison between a child understanding some material or not. The food service professionals, they, in some cases, sad but true, in some cases, they might provide the best meal that child gets during the day. And in even other cases, they might provide the only meal that those children get during the day. We've got our maintenance and facility crew. And, you know, it has been mentioned earlier how nice our facilities are. Well, you know, some of these, they're not all brand new. Yeah, they're, you know, 10 years old for the K2 edition, but 1994, 30 years, things start to show wear. Mm-hmm. And so you look around our facilities and the people who have been charged with caring for them, certainly their hard work is manifested in what we see when we walk through the doors. The office staff that we work with, you know, the people in the school office staff, I refer to them as the air traffic controllers of the building, because it is coming at them from every direction all day. And the way that they handle that with such grace is really a joy to witness. And then the people who I work most closely with, of course, it would be Ms. Shane and Lori Pizer, our district business manager. You know, the best thing you can do is surround yourself with amazing people. Give them what they need to be successful and then let them just blossom. And it's been a privilege and a blessing for me to be surrounded by these professionals that permeate our entire school district.
Yeah, thank you. Well said. Mr. Greg Herbst joining us here on WRCO and Kathleen Shane representing Ithaca Schools. Before that, Andrea Newkirk along with Brittany Penfield and Amanda Meister.
Just in time for the holidays, the Richland County Historical Society has prepared a 2024 calendar with vintage pictures of one-room schools. Schools of Richland County by Steve Fogel appeared in the Republican Observer during the years 1952-1953. These are pictures of rural schools when he printed the histories of each in the paper, and those histories are available in the Richland County History Room of the Brewer Library. There are 46 total schools and 4 schools per month, with additional graded schools in the Richland County area included in this collector calendar. Printed by Hennig Printing with a laminated cover and bound with those collector calendars, they're available from any board of directors of the Richland County Historical Society for just $6 as a donation from the general public. Historical Society members, you can obtain the 2024 calendar for just $4 as a donation. Get yours as soon as possible. Schools of Richland County, a 2024 calendar from the Richland County Historical Society. Look us up on the web, richlandcountyhistoricalsociety.weebly.com.
Wisconsin's forest landowners cut timber from their land for a variety of reasons. The timbers mature. Some plan a harvest as a part of a management plan. For others, the harvest may be a salvage operation in response to an unexpected natural disaster like a fire or windstorm. Landowners have trusted Meister Log and Lumber since 1936. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call today at Meister Log and Lumber at 608-434-4413. Welcome to Pratt Chat.
Pratt Chat is a service of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service of Richland Center in Muscadet. Join us each week for a conversation with Mark Jelinek of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service for answers to questions that we're all hesitant to ask. Pratt Chat is sponsored by the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. Mark, just a random question to begin a new year with. Do you know how many cemeteries there are in Richland County?
There are 99 known cemeteries in Richland County. And I bring up known is because occasionally they'll find a new one. You know, it might only be one or two graves, but it's technically deemed a cemetery. So that's how many are known in Richland County. Now, the second part of that question is how many are used? Probably 30 to 40 are deemed active cemeteries. You know, they still have burials. So those are the ones that are more used. You hear about, there's still occasionally ones that we use that we have to look up, try to figure out who's in charge. People ask, where's that at? Because no one's really heard of it. It's not a cemetery. We use that frequently. So there are 99 known in Richland County, and there's 30 to 40 that are probably used.
What's the term then for a cemetery that is no longer used, Mark? Is it closed?
It's not necessarily closed. It may just not be used. So some cemeteries are deemed closed. How does that happen? If a cemetery doesn't have a cemetery board, the cemetery has to be made.